Welcome to the Marvelous Ones.
TMO.
TMO.
TMO. To Schmo. To Tudmo.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Gomer Pyle, how are you doing today?
Shazam!
Shazam!
How's that for a segue?
That was a horrible segue. You must have learned segues from Warren.
I like Gomer Pyle.
I have just started the Professional Segue Society. He is the second member.
Warren is our designated pile. Pile of what? We don't know.
Well, it's more like Warren's like, I'm riding around them two-wheel things. Don't understand what they had to do with Radier.
I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Segways?
Segways, yeah, but you got two-wheel things? What's a two-wheel thing?
The electric Segway.
Like, he's 20, talking about
20
the
years ago.
Wow.
You don't remember what a Segway was?
That's bad.
Oh, I'm more of a millennial. I thought you meant like those.
You're not a millennial. You're like,
I said more of
seven.
More of
old.
More of. I said
more
the, you know, the things that they stand on it, so they don't have to walk no more around the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are segways. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh. See, when I look at you, I think old. So I was reaching back to see what you. It's like there's some kind of invention they did in like the last Back to the Future.
Why would you think old?
Because he still watches the Flintstones every Saturday morning.
Hey,
they're on still?
If they were on, I would.
Hey,
Saturday morning cartoon.
Betty,
kids
dude.
Kids are so bad, so unlucky.
I agree.
There's no Saturday morning cartoons. There's cartoons every day. They don't have anything to look forward to.
No, it's not even every day. It's anywhere every day. That's multiplied by exponential factors. It's on their handhelds. It's on their in their car, whatever.
Yeah.
On their handhelds, phones, tablets, whatever, installed in the cars. Before it was a community. Every Saturday morning, children were one. We were glued Saturday morning to our television from whatever 6 to about 2 p.m. or something like that.
Yeah.
It was Super Friends. It was Hanna-Barbera, Captain Gabe.
Captain Gabe!
And for the older folks, Space Banana Splits.
The banana, I remember the Banana Splits a little bit. The reruns.
Sure.
And there was also Thundar the Barbarian.
Ookla the Mock.
Ookla the Mock.
And Ariel. Yeah.
and Super Friends.
Super Friends was all the 70s into the early 80s, man.
And then you had like some weird ones. Remember like Mr. T had a show.
Oh, then we had the Smurfs, which you didn't want to say you watched.
And then you had the Hulk one, remember?
That was only around for a season or two, but there's a few Spider-Man.
You had the Justice League,
dude. That's Super Friends.
Super.
No,
come
you had
on.
The Justice League as well.
No, you what?
Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh yeah, those are all Hanna-Barbera's, man.
Yeah.
What was the one where you had the two young guys?
Hey, that's a different thing.
Whoa.
And they would go all over the world solving mysteries. And what?
Party Boys? What?
No. One was an Indian and one was
Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest.
I didn't want to like that because it was like boring, but it's like I was glued to every frame. Who's going to solve this? Had the bandit, the dog.
Bandit, the dog.
How's that?
Who was the guy? Wasn't his name like Race? The guy who like flew him around?
Yeah, the Mr. Adventure.
Yeah, he was like, Mr. White Anglo Perfect. And then was it Raj?
I think it was Raj.
Yeah, I think it was Raj.
And he had his dad, who...
Didn't they have, like, mystical powers?
No.
Like, Indian power or something? No. I want to say he was Special Earth for some reason.
I think he was just really smart.
Oh.
Then you had Fat Albert.
Hey. No, we can't talk about... We're not allowed to talk about that.
Why not?
Obese Albert?
Yes, that's the correct
fat, man.
Oh,
he was
that's
awesome.
Right, because Fat Albert was Bill Cosby.
Hey, it was still... Hey, don't go after the messenger. The message was good, man.
Yeah, there were some good cartoons, like, though.
Yeah, man. You just
Pink
like...
Pink Panther?
You like...
Actually, they've redone Pink Panther, and it's actually pretty good.
It was okay. There's a whole bunch of those Hanna-Barbera's. On Yogi.
Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Magoo's awesome.
Mr. Magoo was the bomb. Underdog. Did you know Underdog was a beagle?
No, but I loved Underdog.
Underdog was great.
Kung Fu. What was the Kung Fu dude? Kung Fu Fooey.
Hong Kong Fu.
Hong Kong Fooey. Yeah.
Number one super guy.
He had to open up the book to see which movement. He's like movement 46. That was awesome.
That was such a great movie.
And who was the, even the old ones like Mighty Mouse would still come back.
Yeah, Mighty Mouse.
And then, not a cartoon, but Saturday morning, Land of the Lost.
And yeah, I used to watch
Slee Stacks scared me though. The old school Slee Stacks. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
With their fingers and junk.
Yeah, I used to watch that. You know, I was all in on that.
Yeah, they had the little Sasquatch dude.
Dick Dastardly and Muttley.
That was a little bit of a pull. It wasn't on regular.
No, well,
bless you.
Sorry, it was part of somebody else's show, wasn't it?
You
Penelope
make me go
Pit
way
Stop.
Back. Oh, that sounds like a different kind of name.
Oh, hey, whoa.
But they did have the Wacky Race.
I mean, that's where Dick Dastardly and...
I think so.
Yeah, and Muttley.
He had the best laugh in the world.
Best laugh?
Evil laugh of the world.
Oh, that was...
Because that's part of Hanna-Barbera. They had the thing around the world and the big giant balloons and
yeah,
the...
Yeah, it was
the
Wacky Race.
But that was Hanna-Barbera. That was all
of it, yep.
All of it's Hanna-Barbera.
Man, they
oh, and we and should we even touch Warner Brothers? That was just like Scooby-Doo. Those are like the given. Scooby-Doo and then Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Just, Scooby-Doo was solid. Yeah. This generation is missing out on Bugs Bunny. Just then you had Longhorn, Foghorn. I mean, Foghorn, he got better as I got older.
Yeah.
Well, he had multiple meanings going on.
That's what I'm saying.
Every sentence.
I didn't like
it. So did Bugs, though. So did all of them.
Well, but Longhorn was Longhorn's a different class. Yeah. He was...
Hey, boy.
he was like he would be R-rated today.
Yeah.
Again, he got better as I got older.
Yeah.
And I didn't like him when I was a kid. It's like, I'll get past this like 5-minute segment to the next Daffy Duck or whatever.
But even after that whole generation, you had another series of cartoon generation that was good. The '80s.
You had be careful, Trent.
Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, whatchamacallit?
X-Men.
Yeah. Oh, well, with Pinky and the Brain and all the Warner Brothers animation?
Yeah, Animaniacs.
Animaniacs.
That was like the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I know the voice director, Andrea Romano.
The Real Ghostbusters. G.I. Joe.
Thank you.
So they had...
Transformers.
But the mid-90s, crap.
There's been here and there, but it's so spread out.
Robotech? I used to like Robotech was like the first Japanese anime I watched.
Anime? What was that?
Anime?
Like
anime? I'm sorry.
Is that the only, male version?
I don't know why anime came into my head.
He only watched one.
Voltron.
Oh, that was the 80s, dude.
She-Ra.
Was Voltron better as like the cars and the planes or the tiger or the lions?
The lions. The planes and trains and automobiles. There's too many of them. There are a handful of episodes here and there, but my favorite episode is when they couldn't beat him united as Voltron, so they separated and beat him as five lions.
Yeah,
geek heaven, man, geek freaking heaven.
Yeah.
I like the Powerpuff Girls too.
Here we go. Wow.
My Little Pony.
Wow.
No.
Bear Bears.
Monchichi. No.
Okay, I'm going to sound totally, and I actually watched.
So 80s.
Think these might have been late 80s or early 90s. I actually watched them on YouTube with my niece one day when she was sick. I was like babysitting. All right,
get to it.
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing's all right.
Right?
It's like, okay.
Darkwing Duck, and then there was the other, the Chippendales Rescue Rangers.
I hesitantly, because in a weird way, the female was kind of cute in that. The chipmunk. Hey, I like Betty too. Right. Okay,
we're going off. You know what? Let's go to trailers.
We need hard segue.
We don't need anything hard. We need a soft segue.
Real quick though, just a quick story. When I moved to LA in the 90s. I had one kid. What?
Are we getting it?
Hold on. Let me get the mute button ready.
Over or under? Two name drops.
Yeah, it's over.
Moved there. I had one connection in the business. Had no inclination to get in the business. But I had one
connection. The only person I knew was Stanley.
That came later. So.
All right, there's one.
I didn't say it.
I set him up.
You set him up, but it still counts as one.
So, fraternity brother of mine, his aunt is Andrea Romano. She does all the voice directing for all the Warner Brothers stuff, whether it's Batman, Animaniacs, all of them. She is the one she's the director for all of them. So that's the only connection or potential reference I have. I go out there, but I'm an artist, you know, like drawing and stuff that. So I call her up at Warner Brothers. She's a very awesome person. Awesome. I give her a call and say, do you mind sending my resume? She's like, well, it's not really my department. But I'll pass it on. Week or two goes by, follow up. She's like, yeah, nothing yet. I mean, I really don't cross paths with those guys too much. But have you ever thought about doing any voice acting? Stupid, naive, purist as it was, I'm like, oh, I'm an artist. I don't know anything about it. It's like, not really, no. But thank you for offering. I could have been like goon number four, a bad guy on like bad. I mean, I just had
you could you could have
done
like,
well. I could have done well.
You could have been like,
I'm on a microphone now.
H. John Benjamin.
I could have been the Asian one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You could have been.
You have to work on your accent.
You could have been it.
I can do voices.
Well, I can't remember that.
I can do voices.
Oh. I can be Batman. You could have been Batman.
But sure. You know, for what the point is, who knows?
You could have been Goku.
Who knows?
You would not be here if you'd taken that job.
I wouldn't be here for a lot of different other reasons.
He wouldn't be here if I didn't call and like pester him and be like, I'm going to call you every 5 minutes to show.
No, right. But I'm just saying, that just one of those life moments, if I just been not been a dumb,
not
stupid, naive kid.
Yeah.
And I was looking for a job, too. I was jobless until I started working for Marvel.
There we go. That's number three.
Three. It was the over. Let's
and,
get into
and scene.
And, exit stage left.
Who was that?
Snaggletooth. Snagglepuss.
He was awesome too.
Yeah, he was.
He was. Was he? I'm not being on PC.
Yeah,
but
he was a little light in the loafers.
Was he gay? Was he like the gay character? Gay cartoon? I don't. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but. He was like, I'll use awesome because anytime there's trouble, he's like,
he was
I gotta wedge out.
He was definitely metrosexual.
Okay. Was he pink?
He was.
Well, you know.
Ricochet Rabbit.
I think he's blue.
Bing, Ricochet Rabbit.
Oh. I don't remember him. You're making me think like old school, like Grape Ape now.
Oh my God. Ricochet Rabbit was maybe the best.
I don't
best.
Remember.
Was he was like the deputy, and he had the droopy dog.
Who's the deputy? Deputy dog. What was that one?
That was
Ricochet Rabbit.
What? Deputy Dog and then which and then
no Deputy Dog. All right, they were the same. They sometimes were in the same cartoons, but Ricochet Rabbit had Droopy Dog or something as his sidekick. We'll have to watch that after the show.
I totally haven't thought of Deputy Dog in forever's.
Let's go to some trailers because we've wasted too much time with stuff that people have no idea what we're talking
about. But all the 50 and 40 year olds are enjoying our conversation right
but
now.
But also, though, if you want to check out how retarded and dumb and cheesy, I like showing my niece and nephew like the cartoons and the stuff that I used to watch just to hear them make fun of me.
When they like Freddie Flintstone is like smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, well, just like I remember a couple years ago, I watched the Maltese Falcon with them with Humphrey Bogart.
Really?
Right? You know, because they were into this like old movie.
Classic.
They love murder mysteries and stuff like that, right? So we were watching that and they were watching it and they were like laughing, like where he like overacts and he's like smacks the one person around. And then like they were like, oh, it's like Mr. Me Too because, you know, like he like randomly kisses the woman and they're like, what was that all about? It was like, and they were laughing.
Time.
It was like, oh, it was a different time. I mean, that was before my time, but.
But see, you're making me reminisce a little bit like the Super Friends. There was none of this, you know, oversensitive. I just saw Wonder Woman. I didn't think, oh, great women power. I was like, she's a hero. I follow her. She's a leader. I didn't think any gender, you know, black.
Right, I never
Falcon,
thought about
whatever.
Like the different races
not at
of
all.
People.
Not at all.
Well, since you brought up the Super Friends, there's one guy in there, Shazam, who had his trailer just come out.
But he was not in the Super Friends.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
But was he in an actual episode?
Towards the end, when they were like struggling and they were like,
I thought that's when they brought in Cyborg and Firestorm at the very end.
Yeah, well,
Shazam was in it.
Yeah,
he was.
I used to have the super. I used to have the Super Friend sheets when I was a little kid, and he was in it.
Were those the wet ones that had to be changed?
Well, if you'd stop licking all the stuff off them.
Ew.
Oh, that was horrible.
Well, you're 12.
Well, that's even worse. I wasn't thinking. I still have them. But,
matching PJs. Coordinate!
Coordinate! Nobody will understand that.
Boomerang.
Okay, Shazam. Warren's all in.
I saw the latest extended trailer, and I actually laughed in a couple different places. I think this is DC's attempt to have an Ant-Man.
I'm going
to
be honest.
Oh, definitely. No, Deadpool. Well, not our number one.
I definitely have laughed watching any of the trailers I've seen from Shazam. The question is it worth $6 to me?
You're going to... It is. That's the easy answer.
It is?
And the thing is...
there's nothing else going to be out then.
Well, what got me was like when it wasn't Shazam was the kid. He went and saved the handicapped kid who was beaten. I was like, that's a hero,
right?
And I was like, all right. But then the campiness and the foam muscles, like
that's really hard.
I don't mind
the campiness as much as the foam muscles.
It's just such a strong undercurrent, just as a visual, that it's hard to give it more of a chance.
Yeah, it really is. Like if they picked somebody that had muscles to be the older kid Shazam.
Sure.
Where it looked like real muscles?
Well, they've got to find somebody marketable that's going to bring people in.
Real muscles aren't marketable?
Well, I think
Jason Momoa would argue that.
No, he's marketable.
He's already got a huge Aquaman following. So he's already in there.
But I'm just saying he had a following. He had the whole, you know, the Game
Affleck.
Of Thrones coming in. Ben Affleck had a following coming in. That's why he was picked. Having said that, Henry was a gamble. He didn't have anything behind him yet.
Cavill.
Yeah.
It may end up being good. You know, Justice League was on again this weekend. I caught like the right hook of Justice part, and then that was it. Right? Like it was like, oh, it was right there. I was like, I'm gonna watch. He's like, I believe in justice. Boom. I was like, ah.
So yeah, you got Shazam the first week, and then
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Well, Captain Marvel's two weeks from now. Right. Shazam comes out first week of April.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then Avengers and Hellboy are also in April.
Yeah, I'm going to be broke in April. That's like 24.
I'm broken
24
now.
Bucks.
Well, if you buy popcorn, it's, you know.
No, I'm going to sneak mine in.
It's not going to be as cold. You won't have a jacket.
Oh, good point. I'll wear a jacket anyways.
Usually wear like a trench coat around.
He has
anyway.
A special.
I wear shorts with big pockets.
He has related one. To Kevin Smith. You know those puffy parkas? It has like ribs.
He's yeah,
like,
he skin tight on
with,
me.
He stuffs them with popcorn.
It looks like you're making down. Booby hand gestures and then rubbing the left booby.
He's like, and there's butter.
Don't do the nipple.
And there's butter here. And I'm like, oh no. But Shazam, you know,
I'm gonna go see it. It looks like
I can't. I just hope it's not a it's a disaster.
I'm going in with low expectations.
Ooh, that'll help it.
You know, because I feel like there's a possibility I've seen all the funny parts.
True.
Yeah.
So put some pretend money down. Cameos. Any?
I don't
Superman,
think so.
Batman.
I don't think so.
My next wife, Gal.
Gal Gadot. I don't think so.
Anybody?
I would hope so, but I kind of doubt it.
Maybe in the. Oh, does DC do the epilogue, the last, the little bumper after the credits?
Yes.
Does DC do that?
So here's something I want to talk to you about. Because
I'm struggling with that.
I can't remember.
Yes, they do, because remember the Flash race Superman.
Okay.
And then after that, do you guys remember Lex Luthor being on the boat at the very end of that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So they do. You're right.
They do.
All right.
Because you had, it wasn't Deadshot. It was, who was it that came on the boat? Or was it Deadshot?
I think it was Deadshot, yes.
No. Yes, Sledge. No.
Sledge, yes, you're right.
Hammer.
That's right, because Sledge is, because Deadshot is in
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
All right, so let's get into a little bit. Who is the villain? It looks like...
I couldn't tell.
It's Shazam? Like, I don't know who that is.
It's like Neo's older uncle. I don't know. He's a black trench coat bad guy.
Yeah, involved. And he's like goes to throw a punch.
Generic bad guy number four.
Yeah, with
well, he has some kind of powers,
and he's strong. He can stop a punch.
Oh, Dr. Savannah.
Oh, thank goodness! Now we know.
I did not recognize.
I'd never heard.
I don't know that one either.
That's
I didn't follow Shazam at all in the comics. So
I just remember him. He was also in the Legion of Doom versus the Super Friends guys.
He was.
Yes, when they had Shazam, so it wasn't all the time.
I still don't remember Shazam on Super Friends. I'm gonna have to YouTube that junk later.
You will have to YouTube that.
I mean, I remember,
but
I remember,
he was not. He was he was just
He just said he's going to YouTube his, Shazam's junk.
I said that those words. No. Play that back. I'm not, there was no junk. It,
just
out of
in
his
case
mouth.
You did say that, I'm not playing it back. But in the comics.
You
in the comics,
you take it that
he
way.
Was. Matter of fact, I have some. I just pulled up on my screen, and I can't put it to the other one right now. Artwork with Aquaman in the background of Dr. Savannah, and he used to wear two glasses, round glasses. He was a bald, skinny guy. You would know him, I think, if you saw him because he had the gray outfit that like came around the neck, like the turtleneck.
That's the Nehru collar.
That's Dr. Freeze. You don't have to pull it up. I almost believe you.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I did not follow Shazam in the comics at all.
That bewilders me because I would remember something like that.
I gotta be honest. I was very surprised that Shazam was actually being made into a movie.
I'm not too surprised.
They got all these characters they could do.
I mean,
that's not the one I would have expected.
Which one did you expected? Explain. See, it's our fault.
I would have went probably with.
Hey, you keep whipping things over there.
I bet you they would. I would have thought I would put money on Mr. Terrific before Shazam.
Who's Mr. Terrific?
It would be their version of Black Panther.
See, what? There he is, right? There's Aquaman in the background. It's a screenshot, right? So he was in the super.
Not doing nothing for me.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
Mr. Terrific. I mean, there's like Plastic Man's out of him. Heck, and he was fringe at best. See, I remember the Super Friends where there was Adam. He was awesome.
Yeah.
He could shrink. And then I remember the one with Mr. Plastic because he had to go inside the supercomputer with like his head or something, shrink down. Yeah, I remember those guys, but no Shazam, no Captain Marvel. And are they going to explain the... Oh, here's one, kind of a nerdy point. Captain Marvel slash Shazam. He's known as both names, which is the deal. Right, right.
Well, he's going to be Captain Marvel.
No,
he's
no.
Shazam. Aren't they the same
name? No, I don't think so.
Because remember the cartoon when he had like his sister and his and younger brother? They were like three Shazamses. There's a cartoon out for like a season.
Yeah,
or two.
He's the captain. I think he's the Captain Marvel of DC, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Right, yeah.
Well, what's his name, Shazam or Captain Marvel in
Shazam.
The movie?
Shazam.
But are they going to bring up Captain Marvel at all? Is that a coincidence that Captain Marvel Marvel side is coming out around the same time? Conspiracy?
I just don't, maybe I'm just not reaching here. I just don't ever remember Shazam being called Captain Marvel.
Wow, right. Well, I pulled it up.
He is correct. Look at that.
I don't remember him ever being called that.
Look at that.
What
he was
with
right.
The surprise.
Your knowledge is strong. I almost said your chi is strong, but that's
and it was
racist.
Because Captain Marvel came out before Marvel Comics existed. It came out in 1939.
Well, freaking Marvel has like three or four Captain Marvels already on its own.
Yes, they do. So, but that's because they've transitioned over the years. To
or like what,
we
what?
Prefer transformed.
No, but there's like a black woman Captain Marvel, West Coast Avengers. At one point, she wore the black and white outfit, like big afro.
Oh, God, you're right. So like, that's two in a row. Damn him.
What? I'm just saying, I don't think there's a connection between the other
like
Captain
you.
Marvels, the Carol Danvers side, Captain Marvel. Because you can call Rogue half Marvel.
You don't remember that dude on Super Friends?
I guess.
In the Legion of Doom?
I guess, but I don't remember him being a major player and...
He was like...
Well, I mean, that's fine, but he's not... There's no
evil quick, scientist kind of guy, I think.
There's no quick identification, but
like,
we saw the
I don't
trailer.
Know... In the trailer, I did not recognize him, right? And the other thing is, I don't ever remember him having, like, super strength to stop Shazam's punch.
Let alone the electricity out the fingers. He had the whole...
Right, yeah,
Jedi
like I don't remember... He was on. Just, like, a genius, an inventor, and stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't remember him having superpowers, but, you know, the movies always don't reflect the comics.
Not
or
completely.
The Saturday morning cartoons.
They right. should.
Everything should reflect the Saturday morning cartoons.
The world would be a better place.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Well,
so,
I disagree with that because I would not want to see the Wonder Twins on the big screen. That
well,
was
Wonder
horrible.
Twins powers activate.
Even Gleek?
Even Gleek.
What were the two kids before with the dog?
Oh, we talked about those. Those were
Wendy and
is it Wendy? The dog was like rough or something, right?
But they did, yeah. So you want to go back 70s? You want the bell bottoms and?
Yeah,
I do not want to see the Wonder Twins.
We all want bell bottoms. I still wear them. But let's go. We're talking DC Captain Marvel, but there was also the Captain Marvel for the Avengers released a new trailer.
MCU
Captain Marvel.
Another one.
Another trailer 2 weeks out, which I think was good. First time I saw it was during the. Daytona 500, which means, you know, they were trying to get big audiences or little audiences. Dig towards NASCAR there.
They
it kind of shows like what that the old lady that she punches in the face is an alien.
She's a Skrull or whatever.
She's a Skrull because, you know, I mean, they were catching some kind of, they were catching flack by people that didn't know what Skrulls were.
Skrull's bad.
Shapeshifters kind of, massive disguises. So
yeah, because the first trailer they didn't give you the idea that it was a.
Yeah, it was just enemy. Like wow, she just punched a woman
random
in the face.
Old lady on the train.
But there was a horror movie like that once, like in a diner where the woman ended up being like an alien. She crawled on the wall. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? I can't for the life of me remember the movie, but it was very similar because it was like an old woman. She's in a diner. All of a sudden, the protagonist realizes that she's no good. Then she revealed herself and she did a real freaky thing where she like. Turned into like half spider crawled up a wall.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, spider pig.
That's why everyone should carry a shotgun.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, you say stuff like that. You say stuff like that means things. I think, man, maybe my guns that are not big enough.
But it was just scary because you again, sweet old woman, you know, very stereotypical.
Did they make a bazooka pistol? Kaboom! Sorry.
Kick ass.
I want to fight aliens, right? I mean, they come.
What is it with you and aliens? You want to be invaded by them to fight them?
I just want to fight them.
I thought you want to be.
No. He just wants to be probed.
Inseminated, even.
No. Hey, whoa.
He wants that big thing on his face.
PG show.
What? Inseminated is a medical term. What?
So is probed. So is probed.
Sure. Ford made one.
Yeah.
That's probably what he wants, too.
in the show.
When the aliens are eating your brains, I'm just gonna laugh.
Those are zombies.
No, aliens did that too.
Ooh, zombie aliens.
In Starship Troopers. Remember the big brain alien?
Just remember the shower scene. I don't remember much more of the movie.
Yeah, that's actually a valid point.
Is that three in one day?
But,
knocking him out.
Captain Marvel comes out. We got to get him off the whatever that was. Captain Marvel comes out. I think the trailers, when the first trailers, I was like, now I kind of. But I don't understand.
I'm worried,
and I also don't understand.
The bar is so high. The bar is so high for Captain
Marvel. Yeah, and I also don't understand how, like, okay, the whole power thing's starting to bug me in the MCU right now. Like, how is she more powerful than somebody with the Infinity Stones or a demigod?
Well, she may not be, but she's omnipotent.
Well, they're saying she's sure. The most powerful.
Yeah, true.
Right? And it's like, I'm starting to get,
well,
like,
I mean, that's one statement. They may be just marketing that. Okay, you maybe just swallow that one. But just, well, they pulled it off, obviously, in the Xfinity Wars with just, it's so complicated, so many characters, everything's running, that was brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean,
I'm worried about the continuity with this one, because all of a sudden, Nick Fury is like, he's been the Yoda wise man throughout. When he's trying to put the Avengers together, yeah. He's already had experience with, again, as you said, the most powerful person, hero in the universe.
Right,
now it's like,
so why
Thor,
is everything, right, like,
that's cute. Hulk, all your nice little green dude.
Right, like, why is he...
I got Captain Marvel on
Coulson's
my pager.
The same way. Coulson's there as well.
Yeah, right, yeah. Coulson's there as well. And it's like, why are we worried about, exactly, Iron Man when I know I got this other girl in my back pocket?
Literally.
And, like, why, when I formed the Avengers the first time, didn't I call her? Why didn't we have her in Ultron? And why...
Or even Loki.
Right, and why when you knew...
You know what? These are questions.
Was coming.
I think
hopefully
it'll
be answered in the movie.
I think in the writers' room, this nerd because stuff has been addressed. They're going to address
it. Every time I've seen, or I didn't follow her character through her own, well, his, her.
Yeah, well, Captain Marvel changed genders and all that stuff
but
a bunch of times.
Regardless of what genders it were, it was always hot-headed, impulsive. Like Captain America always had to rein him back in. So is that going to follow this character as well?
No. Not this go around. This isn't Avengers there at all. Is that music?
Yeah, do you want me to pause it?
No, I just yeah. You know, before we ended, I just wanted to see if Warren specifically was going to be wishing me luck on the Oscars tonight as
I
the
was,
movie.
Oh, yes, I forgot. You know, I heard that on the way into the studio. I was like, no wonder are you having a big party? Are we invited?
In my head.
All right, well, you know, I will live tweet during that just to, if it doesn't win, I'm going to be like, you're a loser, you're the worst.
Yeah, I'm the loser who was in the only superhero movie ever nominated for Best Picture ever at the Oscars. Loser. and thank you, Warren. It's still quiet over there, but okay.
I hope you get beat by something like
Roma.
Bird Box or...
Bird Roma. Is he, he's going to get beat by Roma. A home movie filmed...
So what movie are you guys potentially going to get beat by? Oh, that's right.
All of them?
Yeah, don't make me pull out the guns.
Oh, that's why we have to get rid of this show, because you're just a horrible
What
person.
Am I going to do next episode? That's it.
You win, are you coming in again?
I don't know if I'll even talk to you guys again.
we'll start the show with Oscar winning.
Yeah, his IMDb will be radically updated by the time he gets
I'll
done.
I'll charge you more for the autograph.
For sure.
Oh, crap. I'll write you a check. We'll be back next week. Maybe Fernando will be here. Maybe not. We don't know yet.